Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The Chamber Music Festival of the Black Hills celebrates its 10th season. Joining us now from the SDPB studios at the Dahl Arts Center in Rapid City, Mike Hill, the Executive Director. Hi, Mike.
Hello, Lori. Thanks for having me on.
10 years. Let's give an overview of how long have you been with the organization, first of all. How many of those years do you have ownership of?
All of them.
All of them. All right. Perfect. So tell me how it all began then.
Okay. As many people know, I grew up here in Rapid City. And my wife has been coming back here to the Black Hills since 1989, when we first met at a festival in Colorado. And we've been living in Florida since about 95, and then we'd always come out here every summer to see my family, to enjoy the beautiful hills, and to get away from the heat and humidity of Florida. So about 2007, 2008, we started talking about it, and we met one of the supporters of the historic Homestake Opera House in Lead. And she gave us a tour, and we were just blown away by the acoustics. And we decided, hey, why don't we invite some friends out and do a couple concerts and see what happens. So our first year, we did two classical concerts and then a children's concert. And we always, my wife and I, have always focused on education and educational programs. And so we had about, that summer, maybe 400 active and very appreciative audience members. And since then, we serve over between 3,000 and 4,000 audience members and children through all ages every summer. Right. So it went from that first year of just three events, and now we're doing probably, let's see, I haven't made the final count, but we're between 30 and 40 within a four-week period.
All right, let's talk about some of that children's programming. How has that evolved? What do you have for kids this year? It's already begun. Some of that's already underway.
Yeah, it's actually been excellent. It's for the youngest children, we have what's called our musical story time. Now, this is a standard story time. We go into the Rapid City Public Library, General Beadle, and we go up to Lead and Deadwood and Hill City next week and Sturgis, different locations. We'll take one or two of our musicians, and my wife, Dawn Marie, has set up these events where it's a favorite children's story, like the first one this summer was Rumpelstiltskin, and she sets each character of the story to a classical theme. So Rumpelstiltskin was for solo harp, and it was based, each character was based on the different themes of Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade.
Right.
And so the child comes in, and they have the story read to them. They have illustrations that we have created, projected up on a screen, and then we set each character to music. So the idea is to bring the characters to life through music. And the reason that we use classical music, it's because the kids are really familiar with it. And this started, my wife was thinking about this and looking around, and this hadn't been done before. There are modern composers who have done this, but she really decided that it would be more impactful and more meaningful to the children to use music that they recognize. And they hear this music in commercials and movies. Like last week, we did The Three Little Pigs set to opera themes. And of course, the Big Bad Wolf was, you know, the Ride of the Valkyries. And so every time the wolf appears, the kids hear that. And they hear that music, they recognize it immediately, and it's really quite fascinating. We'll talk to the kids afterwards and try and ask them, what did you recognize? And one girl, we were at the children's home in Rockerville, and she held up her hand. She goes, I heard Tchaikovsky. I said, well, which Tchaikovsky? And she goes, well, I heard Swan Lake. And I said, very good. And I was really impressed that this child knew exactly what that solo passage was and where it came from.
Right.
And so these kids really do know their classical music. And
it's, so Scheherazade seems like, how do you make that accessible to the littlest kids? Pretty well, adult themes in that.
There are, yeah, we don't get into the themes because it's set to, of course, yeah, we don't even explain the story to the children, but the musical themes are beautiful. And, you know, you've got Rumpelstiltskin and you've got the king and you've got the miller and the miller's daughter, and each have a specific theme that's brought out. And they really seem to understand it. And then what was neat afterwards is they all come up and play the instruments that we have featured that particular week. So we're over at General Beadle a couple weeks ago on a Wednesday morning. We come walking in and we're setting up, and 244 preschool children come in and sit down. Now, if you can imagine a large group full of preschool
some wiggling,
children.
Yeah.
Well, you would
wiggling,
think so. Yeah. So, you know, they're getting comfortable and, you know, wiggling around, as you mentioned. And we start it. My wife pulls her harp back and does a big gliss, and the room goes silent. Mm. And she had their attention all the way through.
It's,
It's really amazing. And then they get to come up and they get to play the harp afterwards. And it's really just a neat opportunity. And it's an opportunity for us to interact with the kids. And all that's right. been some of the highlights of our experiences here is that close interaction. The kids talk to us a little bit. We start recognizing several cases. We've found children who have perfect pitch. And for your audience members, if they may not know what that is, there are some people who hear a pitch and they know exactly what it is.
Right. Michael Hill, we have just about a minute left. I want to make sure we get to the season classical concert series because it begins this Friday night at 7 on July 7th. Give us a quick overview in about a minute if you can.
Sure. Okay, so this is Welcome All Pleasures. So this is a chocolate and wine pairing. So Eric Gardner from KOTA will be narrating and emceeing the program, and it'll feature five different wines that he has chosen and five different chocolates chosen by Chip at Chubby Chipmunk in Deadwood. And it's going to be amazing. The music is going to be fascinating. The music features all of our musicians who have come from across the country. We were just rehearsing. It's going to be the musical theme of the program is highlights over our past 10 years. Mm-hmm. And it also has a local connection for the Vaughn Williams piece. It's a beautiful piece for harp and cello. That'll feature the photography of Johnny Sunby, local mm-hmm. photographer here in Rapid City, who's doing extremely well. And a lot of nights, fun music. Now, the idea is people think, well, okay, chamber music. Well, these concerts, these are presented as events. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be great music. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's great wine, phenomenal chocolate.
You can't really lose there, right?
No.
And events then July 14th and July 21st. Give us a website or ticket information so that folks can and follow up because our time is short and there's so much more to cover. So where do I go to find out more?
Okay, our website is cmfbh.org. Stands for Chamber Music Festival of the Black Hills. So cmfbh.org. Or they can call the Performing Arts Center of Rapid City. They have all of our ticket information right there on their website or by phone. That phone number is area code 605-394-1786.
Michael Hill is Executive Director of the Chamber Music Festival of the Black Hills. Michael, will put a link up on our website as well, listen.sdpb.org, so you can find all that if you didn't have a chance to write it down. Thanks so much.
Great. Thank you, Laurie, for your time.